Okay, today's daf is Nazir Daf Beis. Nazir Daf Beis, as we start a new world, semi-new world, after Maseches Nedarim, as we have Nazir, which is a form of a Neder, and we'll talk about the uniqueness of Nazir within the world of Nedarim as we travel through this Masechta. But today we start really a new, as every Masechta is, a new world in Seder Nashim, and that is Maseches Nazir and its nine prakim that we get to go through over the next couple of months. The Rambam lists off 10 mitzvos when it comes to Nazir. We think, you know, how big can Nazir be? There are 10 out of the 613 are related to Naziris. Two of them are mitzvos asay. Eight of them are mitzvos losa asay. The two that are mitzvos asay have to do with hair. Right, number of the mitzvos asay of growing one's hair long, she'egadol ha-Nazir para, and the mitzvahs asay of cutting one's hair at the end of the Nazirus, along with karbanos. Interesting, we'll have to talk about that, why that is the mitzvah that's counted. The Rambam's lashon is she'egadol ha-Nazir para, and number two, she'egaleach ala karbanos, that you should take a haircut along with your karbanos. Is there a connection? We'll see. Why is it that the karbanos brought are called the tiglachas tziparim, the haircut karbanos? Why is that the most important action that is taken at the end? So we will have to see. But as we know, the Nazir is not allowed to take part in three different worlds. He's not allowed to become Tamei Meis. He's not allowed to cut his hair. He's not allowed to drink wine or anything related to wine and raisins, v'chulu. And there are separate isurim for every detail of those isurim. He's not allowed to cut his hair. He's not allowed to drink wine. He's not allowed to drink tarovas wine. He's not allowed to drink raisins. He's not allowed to eat grapes. He's not allowed to eat seeds. He's not allowed to eat peels. Right, every one of these is a separate lo sase da raisa, and that he's not allowed to go into an oal hameis, and he's not allowed to become tamei meis. The Rambam counts two separate isurim. But again, they're all connected, 10 overall, 10 mitzvos. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Avilchos Nazirus, writes, HaNazirus hi neder, michlal nidre iser. Nazirus is a neder. That's why Nazirus, Nazir, is right next to Nedarim, at least according to in Lamdis. We'll have to see what the Gemara says about this in a minute. Bez Hashem. But the Rambam says Nazirus is a type of nidre iser. Shenemar ki afli lindar neder nazir lahazir lashem. So an example of a neder. It has a unique status, as we will see, and unique halachos. But it is a mitzvah. And the Rambam says, mitzvahs asay she'egadol se'er rosho, a mitzvahs asay. Interestingly, the first line that the Rambam talks about in the mitzvahs of Nazirus is the positive. We would think that a Nazir is all about his losa asays. A Nazir is not allowed to dot, dot, dot. The first line the Rambam says is, mitzvahs asay she'egadol another se'er. Not that there's an iser to cut his hair. There's a mitzvah to grow his hair. A mitzvah to grow his hair lengthy, she'egadol nazir se'er rosho, she'ne'emar gadel peras ta'o rosho. And if he's megaleach, v'imein nizro, he violates a lo sasei, she'er lo yavar rosho. And then, v'chein, aser li tamil ha'mesim, o le'echol dvarim, she'asran ha'kasav alav migefen ha'yayin, kol yimei nizro. That's a v'chein. The Ikar Rambam says has to do with the hair, and also, it has to do with tumas meis and wine. Again, hair taking center stage in the definition of what a Nazir is. So we'll have to see why it is so definitional. A machlokas that we're going to come back to often, it comes up in the Gemara, in Shas, in many different places. In Nazir it comes up in Daf Yotes in a couple of weeks, and that is the machlokas Tanoim, how do we look at a Nazir in general? Is Nazir a good thing? Is it positive? Is it something we aspire to? Something about a Nazir is called Kadosh. We know that. That's evidence that you cannot argue with. And also, a Nazir brings karbanos when he finishes being a Nazir. One of them is a chatas. So those are two pieces of evidence that we have to deal with. Kadosh and chatas. Those two usually don't go together. That's the problem. So which is defining and which do you have to say a chiddush to? So the Rambam says chatas is defining, meaning a Nazir is not a good thing. A Nazir is not an ideal. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos that Lo Dayecha Masha Asra Torah, according to Yerushalmi, it's not enough what the Torah says is Asr. You have to add on extra mitzvos. It's enough. Let's try to focus on what we have to focus on. to the Rambam, and this might be part of the Rambam's general worldview of being a Nazir, is not something positive. You might have to do it sometimes because, you know, one is out of kilter and they're too much to one side, so they have to get it back into the middle, so they have to go to the other extreme. But generally, the Rambam says, Chatos. What's Kadosh? The hair is called Kadosh, not the person. The hair is Kadosh, and that's why you have to take the hair afterwards and cut it and put it under the carbon shlamim that's cooking in the Beis HaMikdash. So that is limit kadosh, and chatas plays a central role. The Ramban has the opposite view. And again, it's a machlokas tanoim, but the Ramban has the opposite view. The Ramban writes in Parshas Naso, in Perek Vav, that really a nazir is a kadosh. And this fits with the Ramban's view, where he generally likes the psukim of kadoshim tiyu, and kadosh hatzmacha b'mutolach, and other ideas and psukim where we have going beyond for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban says, what about chatas? He comes up with a tremendous chiddush to explain the carbon chatas at the end of a nazirus. V'tama chatas sheyakriva nazir biyom belos yimei nizro lo nisparesh. The Ramban says it's not explained. The Ramban would say it is explained. It's obvious. The Ramban says, no, it's not explained. Right? Where do you ever have a chatas after a situation that you did something and there's no chet involved in it? V'yalderech ha-pshat, says the Ramban, ki ha'ish hazeh chotei nafsho bimelos ha-nazirus. At this moment he is doing a sin. What's the sin? Ki hu ata nazir b'kdusha so b'avodas Hashem. At this moment he is a nazir and he is sanctified. V'ra'ui ha-yalo she-yazir la-olam. V'yamod kol yamav nazir v'kadosh le'elokav. He's in such an unbelievable, sanctified, holy state, he should stay a nazir. Ki'inyin sha'amar, and he quotes a pasuk in Sefer Amos about nazirus. Hishvos al-kasal l'navi. The navi is compared to be somebody kadoshu l'Hashem. V'nei utzara kapara b'shuvo lehitamei b'ta'avata olam. He needs kapara because he's not being a nazir anymore. The only time we ever have a karban al shem ha'asid for something that he's decided to do for now, Ramban says, now you have to bring a karban chatos because of what you've decided to do. Unbelievable that there's such a type of nazir. Rabbeinu Bachai, v'im kol atam hazeh lo yatsa karbano shel nazir min achidush ki heichen matzinu karban al ha'asid ki achidush eino mizba'er ki imal derech ha'kabala. There must be something deeper here, according to the Ramban, writes Rabbeinu Bachai. That's machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam writes this in Nechles Deos, and the Rambam writes about this in Shemona Prakim, how a Nazir is not an ideal. So that's in general how to look at a view of Nazir, and again we'll see that the roots of that machlokas is in the Tanoim. Conceptually, there is a machlokas also. What we have spoken about a lot over the past couple of months is going back to the first daf in Maseches Nedarim, Nedarim daf Beis. Though today's daf is Nazir daf Beis. And that is, we know there are two different types of categories that we have in the world of Nedarim. We have a Neder, but we also have a Shvua. A Neder, the Gemara says, is focused on the Chafsa. A Shvua is focused on the Gavra. Asar Chafsa Alei, or Asar Alei Al Chafsa, right? What's the focus? That's the original Chafsa Gavra Chilik. Neder is about a chefza, and shvu is about a gavra. And that's why the Gemara there, in the first parak of Nedarim, spoke about nafkaminas between the two. Could you have a davar chal on al davar she'in bo mamish? Right, a shvu could be chal on something that's not tangible, while a neder cannot, because a neder is chal on a chefza, and there are other neder could be chal on a mitzvah, while a shvu cannot be chal on a mitzvah, right, the opposite nafkamina. So there are differences between the two. Where does naziris fall? What is a nazir, conceptually? We can look at it two different ways. Is it an Isser Chefsa that the wine is like treif to me and the hair is treif for me to cut? Not treif, just the focus is the hair, the focus is the wine, the focus is the dead body? Or is it, no, I can't do certain things, right? I can't become Tamei Meis, I can't drink wine. Is it focused more on the Gavra? So that is a question of Lamdis in the Rishonim, the Ritva. We mentioned this back in Nedarim, Daf Yud Beis. Seems to say it's focused on the Chefza. The Rush in the beginning of Nedarim, on that Daf, Daf Beis, seems to focus, put the Zerus with Gavra. The Nazir, Afopisha Ne'esar Bayayin, Eino Ne'esar Hayayin Alav. Eino Ne'esar Hayayin Alav. Ela bigufo talui hanazirus. But in his body is tali naziris, right? It's focused on the guf. That's the Rush. Omer Hareini Nazir Umemela Nasir Vayayna B'Talachas B'Tuma. So the Rush seems to say clearly that it's the person himself, the Maharit. It has a formulation which is quoted by other achronim, and that is, it's somewhere in the middle. And that's what probably is the real answer. It's somewhere in the middle. If a person makes himself into a certain status, and memela, these dvarim are asurim, alav. And he compares it to a kohen. A kohen is a kohen, he has a certain status, and memela, certain things are usur, certain women are usur for a kohen to marry, and certain actions are usur. So, is that chafse, is that gavra? It's somewhere in the middle. And you might even be mechalik between the different elements of nazirus, right? You might be mechalik between the wine isurim and the other isurim. You be mechalik between the two. The Radvaz, this lashon of the Radvaz should probably be quoted more, but, Rabbi Yosef Engel here quotes it. He is a classic expert in Radvaz. The Radvaz in the Tshuva in Gimel, Tuf, Kufnun Dalet. The Radvaz's lashon is, Hadaziris dome l'nedarim bashem, v'dome l'shvuos b'inyin. That's his in-between lashon. It's like a nazir is like a neder in name, in formal category, but like a shvua in content, be'inyan. Meaning how you do it, and what you do, and mechanism, that it's like nedarim, it's a form of a neder. But conceptually what it is, so it's basically a person. A person becomes a nazir, and things are asur on him. Kemosha shvua itzar min chefza. Just like a shvua, it's the gavra that's aser from the chefsa. Hachinami naziris, itzer min chefsa. Mashiach ben adarim, the aser chefsa lay. Shabachi chayal, al dama fil doshi bamamish. And he continues, how he explains this middle, opinion in terms of naziris. Again, being like a neder b'shem, meaning like a shvua b'inyan. That's the language of the Radvaz. Okay, these are a couple of the ideas, background to the Masechta. Again, the mitzvos, under discussion, 10 mitzvos, Machlokas Rambam and Ramban, in terms of how we view Naziris, conceptually, is it Chefza, is it Gavra, is it somewhere in the middle? Something we'll have to come back to. And finally, the last word of introduction is, again, we're lacking Rashi. Another Masechta without Rashi. Here it does not say Rashi on top. Usually when it says Rashi, it's not Rashi. And if it doesn't, Rashi does not have to identify himself. But the first Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Gilyon HaShas, right here, says, quotes the Chidah, Mesefer Shem HaGdolim, that's the Chidah. He quotes that from the Yad Malachi, that Mesef Pirush HaNazir is not Rashi. Again, he's called the Mefarish HaNazir, just like you do with the Mefarish HaNadarim. He's called the Mefarish. Here he doesn't say why. But if you look in the others, the Rabbi Yosef Engel, for example, in the Gilyonei HaShas, he quotes a number of Rashis, in quotes, on the Masechta, which are not like Rashi throughout Shas. The Gilyonei HaShas doesn't make a comment at the beginning of Nedarim. So I don't know if he feels that Nedarim is Rashi or not. But here, he quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Gilyonei HaShas quotes the Gilyon HaShas, who quotes that it is not Rashi, and he quotes four or five Rayas to that effect. Just one or two of them, where there are Shittas and this Mefarish that are against Rashi Shita throughout Shas. What does Shaluk mean? Just as an example, we had it back in the Darim. What is the definition of shaluk? It's a major machlokas. Does shaluk mean super duper extra cooked? Like beyond mevushal? Shlakos? We have in brachas? Or is it only medium rare? So it's a machlokas. What shluk, where we had it in Nedarim, right? If somebody makes a neder, hanoder mena mevushal, right? Are you mutter b'shaluk? Are you aser b'shaluk? So the Gilyonei HaShas says here that if you look in Rashi on Daf Memhei, or the Mefarish on Daf Memhei, he quotes, Eina mevushal yafe. Look at Rashi all over Shas, shaluk is always super cooked. Right, not like what the Mefarei says here. Or another example, right, there is a major machlokas we show in Rashi versus everybody else. We know there is a shear for Tumas Ochlin. Shear for Tumas Ochlin, and that is kebeth, that's the size of an egg. That's in order to be mitame, Tumas Ochlin, for the item that's tame to make something else tame, the transferer of the tuma has to be the size of an egg. What about the receiver of the tuma? Does the receiver of the tumah also have to be the size of an egg, or it can be any size? So Rashi throughout says, in other places says, there's no shear for becoming tumah. It's only for transferring the tumah. And Rashi here says otherwise. Rashi here on Daf Lamed Vav, we'll see. Ein tumas ochlin bepachas bi kebetza. V'zeh shalokadas Rashi b'chol makom, delekabel tumalo boi kebetza. Second idea. And then he quotes in our time when Tosas quotes the Rashbam here. And the Rashi, the Mefari says the same exact thing. Lama shavik Rashi ulaviyo b'shem Rashbam. Akarchach ein appears mi Rashi. V'chulu, and he continues. So there are many rayas to this. So we will have to deal again with the Mefarish. Is there a Ron? There is the Ron Tosfos. Tosfos is the, well, we look at Tosfos here also probably didn't have Rashi, because Tosfos acts like Rashi here. Right? Tosfos on the Darim, on Nazir, he also, and it's his great-grandchildren and his grandchildren. So I don't know what happened, so quickly after the Masar, what happened to the Rashi on Nazir, but, either way, Tosfos here functions like Rashi, the Rush here functions like Rashi, they both, and in Pirushim, and not just how they usually act. Okay, let's continue. We don't know. Is it the same Mefarish? Is it unclear? Unclear. Either way, it's a Rishon. So he'll be. We have the Mefarish. We have Tosfos. We have the Rush. And again, we don't have the regular Rishonim that we usually have, but we will touch on the ones from this Masechta and others. A number of Achronim in the back, which we'll relate to, the Orach Mishar and the others. We have the Rishash, as we have on every Masechta, as we will see. Here we go. Kol kinuye nazirus kinazirus. And why is Nazir here? So we'll talk about it. Part of it is that it's a type of Nether, but the Gemara will also talk about why it is here. So, kol kinuye naziris kenaziris. Every kinui of Nazir is like a Nazir. We have this back in the first paragraph of Durham 2. Yados and kinuyim. What are they? Kinuyim are different ways of saying the item that you're trying to say. Kinuy machlok is there in the Durham Daf Yud. What exactly is a kinuy? Is it just that the kinuy is a nickname? But what type of nickname is it? Is it a word for the item that is used in other languages? That, other ways to say nazir, other ways to say karbon, other ways to say whatever, shvua? Or is it not other ways, but it's ways that the Rabbanan created? Ways that Rabbanan created, machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. You look, the Tosfos quotes the Gemara, and the others quote the Gemara, Dibur Maschil Nazir. Tosfos quotes Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lashon Umosein. A kinui is the language of other nations. Pirish, Shalosh, Lashonos, Elu, Mishim, Lashonosim. The three words that we're going to have, Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, all those different types of words, those are other Lashonos, other languages, how they say the word Nazir. That is Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's Lashon Shebadu Chachamim, that Lashon, that the Chachamim did not want you to say the actual word. And it's discussed there, why not? Because we don't want you to say Lashem Karban. So that is why they created new words for these institutions. So that's the Machlokas. We'll get back to that by the Shem in a minute. Let's just continue reading for first. So all kinuy naziris, any kinuy that I express about being a Nazir, is just like a Nazir, right? If I don't say the word Nazir, I hereby accept to be a Nazir, which, by the way, could be a man or a woman. Ish o Isha, a Nazir or a Nazira. So any type of kinui is also an acceptance of Naziris. Then the Gemara goes into, and we'll talk about why the Gemara switches, why the Mishnah switches, goes into a Yad before explaining kinui. Ha'omer aha. If somebody says, I, and the Gemara will explain there is a Nazir walking by at that moment, and somebody accepts, ah, and me, meaning he's going to also be like what's walking by, Hareza Nazir. Right, that is enough to be a Nazir too. That's a Yad. A Yad is not a kinui, it's not a substitute Lashon, but it is like a handle, a Yadit, a handle of a Kli. I pick up the handle and that moves the actual Kli. If you look in the Rush, Lav Neder Mamish, Have, Ela Mashmaus Ksas Lashon Neder. It's not Mamish, the word, but it's the implied element, the implied expression from that is a nazir or a nether or whatever it is. Oh, and Tosfos quotes the mashal ka adam ha ochei in dibur maschil ha omer ka adam ha ocheis bebeis yad shel kli, like someone is holding on to the handle of a kli, umagbiho bekach ki ilu ocheis bekli, and he lifted up, it's as if you're lifting up the kli. Right, so that's what a yad is. And again, lamdis, is it as if you said it? Is it that you don't have to say it? This is enough to say, right? So this is a machlokes. Machlokes, we're showing him again, we'll have to get to, how far does one, how does one understand yad? We have the sugis in Nedarim. Is there a yad leneder? Is there a yad lehektish? Is there a yad letzaka? Is there a yad lepeya? Is there a yad lebeisakise? Right, all of different, sugis of yad. Is there a yad lekidushin? Important lashonos there in Nedarim of, how do we understand yad in general? And is there a specific understanding regarding each of the regarding each of the sugis. So the Mishnah starts off with Kinui, then gets it to Yad, and now gets back to before we get back to Kinui, one more Yad. Oh, aha, ehen na'e. I will be na'e. I will be nice. I will be beautiful. So again, we'll have to see that Bezhem on tomorrow's daf, the end of today's, Nazir. Right, that also was a Nazir. Now getting back to Kinuyim. Nazik, Nazir, Paziach. Harei zeh Nazir. All of those are okay. Kinuyim for Naziris. Hareini kazeh. I am like this one. We'll have to see. Is another walking by. Hareini mesalsel. I will be mesalsel, which is a lashon of having long hair. Hareini mechalkel. Harei alai l'shaleach pera. Harei ze nazir. I am going to grow my hair. I am a nazir. I wanted to mention it in the Akdama. I'll mention it now. That is, again, one of the messages of hair, why hair is so crucial when it comes to a nazir. Al pi Kabbalah. Hair is the... This is not real Kabbalah. Rabbi Leff writes about this in the Sefer on Chumash. Hair is the highest point of a human being. Unless we lift our hands up. But it's the top of a person's physical body. It's the transition point between what's above a person, what might be Ruchnius, Shamayim, and Gashmius. The hair is the transition point. And growing it long might symbolize that there's an imbalance. I don't take care of it. I just go to an extreme, and I'm going to start again. I'm gonna reboot after a month, cut it off, and start again, and that somehow will put me back in the balance. What do I do with the hair? I cut off the hair and I put it under the carbon shlamim, which is all about balance as well. Shlamim, who would the shlam is only carbon? The Kohen gets some, the Yisrael gets some, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets some. That's why it's called a shlamim. Make shalom bein Adam, LaKohen, LaShem. So a nazir is about getting back to balance. Going to an extreme for a temporary measure and getting back. So that also might have to do with the hair and why the hair element is so crucial. Good, finishing up the Mishnah. Harel I tziparim. If somebody says, I hereby promise to bring birds, which is, there are a lot of ways that a person might be chayiv in birds. But, says Rabbi Meir, Omer, Nazir, that's enough to be a Nazir, V'cham Omer Me'inu Nazir, that is not enough. And again, we'll see if there is a Nazir walking by in front of them when he says this. Good, this is the Mishnah. The Rishonim here discussed the Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which we just mentioned, from Nedarim Dafyud, in terms of the definition of Kinui. And they talk about each one. The first, Rabbi Yochanan says that a Kinui is language of Nazir in other languages. So the question all the Rishonim ask is, so why does the Mishnah quote three? Could be any. What does it just say? Any language that you translate Nazir into. Why are Dafka these three quoted? So Tosfos has an amazing Chiddush. Tosfos says, the second half of the skinny lines in Tosfos, the Yesh Lomar, Denachinami, Degam Bishar Lashonos, Imakiram Umavinam, Umiskavin Lakabal of Nazirus, Havi Nazir. You're right, in any language. If I know how to say Nazir in Japanese, and I say it, I'm a Nazir. I'm a Nazir, that's my Kavana. Aval mehani lishni demastisan. The three in the Mishnah, Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, those three kinuyim, ki amar nazro be'echan min shalosh lashonos halalu, chayil alei naziris. If I use one of these three, naziris is chal nami ki ein miskavein. Even if I don't really realize what I'm saying, I'm automatically a Nazir. Mishum de dami tfeila lashon Torah milashon asacherim. Tosfos says, there's something unique about these three. Because these three, even if I don't really know what I'm talking about, I'm a Nazir. Masha'enkin, all other lashonos, I have to really know what I'm talking about. And Tosfos Yantifir and others say, what is Tosfos talking about? If I don't really know that I'm a Nazir, if I don't know what I'm doing, I'm a Nazir. You have to know what a Nazir is. What does that mean? That even if you don't have full kavana, what does Tosfos mean? Yeah, it's a neder. Right, we're going to have piv, velibo, shavin. That's the rule when it comes to Nazirus. So why would you say that you don't have to have proper Nazirus? If you look in the Orach Meshar in the back, one of the Achron in the back right here, says, Well, maybe the point is that he's not, there's, on the other hand, he said this. And now he's saying, oh, I didn't mean it? So that's Dvarim Shebelev. So the burden of proof is upon him. If you use a real Lashon, like these Lashonos, and we know, let's say Lashon HaKodesh has unique, special meaning, has special power, like in Hilchos Tefillah, as we'll mention again soon. So the Arach Meisher says the burden of proof is on the Dvarim Shebelev. So if you, unless you really prove it, some we will say that even maybe you're changing your mind now and you're saying that you didn't want to have Kavana. Or that's one. But it's a tremendous chiddush that Tosva says. If you look in the Rashba in the beginning of Nedarim, or the first daf, the Rashba says, no, these are just examples. These are just examples. We quoted a few, but don't think. He quotes this chiddush of Tosvas and he says it's wrong. He says it's not true. He says, "V'tirtu b'tosfos devadai." He quotes any lashon that you use is a neder, but these are automatic. And he says, "Ve'eni yodea tamal devrayim." I don't understand why Tosfos says that. Right? If it's a good lashon of a neder or a nazir, then it should work automatically. And if it's not such a lashon, then it shouldn't work at all. Umistavra says the Rashba dein hefresh bein elu l'shara kinuyim. These were more common. These were very much used, and that's why that is the Rashba. Again, there is something unique, and this is what Tosis is driving at. There is something unique to Lashon HaKodesh. The Ritva at the beginning of Nedarim says, quotes this issue, and he says, maybe that, like, doesn't quote Tosis's Chiddush per se and expand upon it, but he says there's something unique about Lashon HaKodesh. The Bir Halacha quotes that Ritva. Doesn't quote the Tosfos, doesn't quote the others, but he quotes that Ritva. Where? In Hilchos Kriya Shma. Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchos Kriya Shma, that Me'ikar Adin, one can say Kriya Shma in any language. Yochel Legrosa V'chol Lashon. L'chadchil Me'ikar Adin. You just have to be careful, we don't know how to say certain words in other languages. That's the problem. Says the Ritva, says the Shulchan Aruch, V'yizahir Midivrei Shibush Sheba'osa Lashon. V'yidaktik Bokmo Lashon HaKodesh. Just like we say, B'chol Levavcha. Right, we say vavatem mehera. Right, you got to be careful how to say it in terms of swallowing up words. So, whatever language I say Kriya Shma in, I have to be careful too. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if I translate it into a different language, then I have to be careful. Says the Bir Halacha though, and say this the Mishnah Berurah, Bizman Hazeh, you should really say it in Hebrew. Without getting into all the details, he says, but then he says two other limitations. He says v'da o nirali pshitus. The osen dvarim ne'amar b'chalashon hu dafka im anshe osa medina medabrim kach. If I use a language that they don't speak in that my locale, then I'm not yotzei. I have to use a language that they speak. V'rak hu v'odeiz anashim yechidim yodim. If I make up a language, I make up my own language, me and my friends, and I translate Kriya Shema into that language, does that work for Kriya Shema? No. It has to be a language that's accepted. Zelo nechshav lashon klal medina zu shein makaris bezu lashon bishlam lashon kodesh. Who even if nobody knows lashon kodesh, who lashon mitzad ha'etzem? That's an inherent language. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with lashon kodesh, and the malachim speak in lashon kodesh. But this other language, he says, it's not called a language. And my raya is a gemara kedushin. And ke'ein zeh matzasi kasa b'shkam kein beritva reish kam perakama dinadarim. The Ritva also says this when he speaks about the other languages of kinuyim. He adds in this detail as well that it has to be spoken, it has to be common in that world. So that's all about Rabbi Yochanan. But then there's just one line that we could add about Reish Lakish. So according to Reish Lakish, it's lashon shebadu chachamim. The Chachamim made up these words. So one second. On a Daraisa level, these aren't Lashonos of Kabbalah Naziris. The Rabbanan made it up. So are you only a Nazir on a Drabbanan level? That's Tosfos Kasha. Are you only a Nazir on a Drabbanan level? First, look at the first wide line of Tosfos. Ula Reish Lakish, Eich Yavi Karban al Yidei Lashon Shabadu Chachamim, HaKamaisi Chulin Ba'azara. Unbelievable. If you're only a Nazir Drabbanan, how do you bring a Karban? How do you bring karbanos if you're only a nazir d'rabbanan? Answers, Tosfos, two answers. The Yesh Lomar says Tosfos, Kiva de miskavin lindar benazir. V'yodea shalashon zeh baduch achamim lindar bahem benazir kabbalah gemurahu ki'ilu hu amar b'lashon akasah batorah. What's Tosfos' first day, huh? The rabbanan could create a rabbinic mechanism but could achieve a d'oraisa status. Right, the famous discussion, the first Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, that Kesef, Kiddushe Kesef might be Durabanan. Divrei Sofrim, whatever that means. Let's say it's Durabanan, because you're only married, your Eishes is Durabanan, Bizmanazeh. We all use Kiddusha Kesef. No! Sometimes there could be a mechanism, Durabanan, which could achieve a status, Daraisa. Chalipin. Where's Chalipin learned out from? Kinyan Chalipin, learned out from a Pasuk in Rus. Right, so is that Durabanan Kinyan? It might be a mechanism, Durabanan, but it achieves a Daraisa status. That's Tosa's first answer. Durabanan could tell you how to do something, but the status achieved is Daraisa, and therefore is not Chulin Bazara. Chas v'shalom. But then Tosas quotes another Deya. V'Rabbi Yechiel Piresh. Inachinami. Tosas basically says you're right. When Reish Lakish says you use a Lashon Shabbat Chachamim, they're not talking about bringing a carbon. Ratz Reish Lakish Piresh. To Reish Lakish or Ratz Alomar. Lav Le'inyin Carbon Ka'amar. Elo Le'inyin Malkus. Delakiim avar anaziruso shekiba balashan shabado chachamim. Sounds like Tosfos is saying in a chinami. It's limited. It's a limited nazirus. Amazing that if you use kinuyim, it's not a real nazirus according to that daya in Tosfos. Okay, we don't have problem. There's over the malchus. Malchus, what's the malchus mardus? It's not real malchus. Might be nafkaminus, but okay. Says the gemara mechdi. Let's see. Tana b'seder nashim koi my time atani nazir. Right, we're in the middle of seder nashim. Why are we talking about nazir? I mean, where should it be? You can only ask a question of why if you have a better place to put it. So, what's the better place? Tosva says kachim. Tosva says seder kachim. There's so much karbanos action, as we'll see in nazir. So, and we'll see. We mentioned it back in the Dharma again a few times. The Tosfos in Nazir and Daf Yud Aleph that talks about the fact that you could make a nazir al tanai because of its karbanos can be brought through a shliach. Karbanos are defining. We'll have to come back to that Tosfos. But Ezus Hashem, so it should be in kachim. So says the Gemara Tana Akrakoi. The Pasuk is referring to going back to the Gemara is referring back to the Pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, in his organization, was referring back to the Pasuk. Vayem osim sachein be'inav, kimatza bayarbaz davar, parsha shavua. Right, if somebody does not find, the wife does not find favor in the eyes of the husband, kimatza bayarbaz davar, there was some type of erva problem. V'hachi kamar, what causes erva issues? That's a nashim issue. What causes erva issues? V'hachi kamar, migaram lala avera yayin. What causes many issues of znus? Wine. And a nazir stopped drinking wine because he saw this event. V'kamar kalara sota v'kil kula yazar asma mina yayin. So we'll see the beginning of sota as well. Right, Be'ez Hashem. If somebody sees what happens to a sota, they realize what znus could lead to. They'll say, oh, wine led to this. I'm going to stop drinking wine. So you see the connection of wine and being a nazir in the world of nashim and arayas, and that is why that is here. There's a lot more to discuss there. Just to mention one other source. There's a pre-tzadik. Reb Tzadok writes, he generalizes this line. He uses this line, but he generalizes it and says, Shekol Masha, and this is the musa that we can take out of today's Gemara. Shekol Masha Barak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo Hu Kedei Sheyikach Ha'adam Imenu Musar Lavodes Hashem. Everything in life is for us to learn messages from. V'chol Dabar Mizdamein L'neged Einei Ha'adam B'mechuvan U'ba'ashkach HaPratis Kedei Sheyilman Mimenu Limud. Whenever we see something, we have to ask, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to see that? Everything we see in life, we happen to witness something, it's a message for us. Why was I here now? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to witness that? B'lachein, Adam zeh shehizmin lo Hashem yizbarach, l'r'osas asota b'kelkula, ein zos elekadisha yilmad as atzmo, l'hazir as atzmo, u'l'hizrachik min ayayin. Why did he see this? Why was he witness to this? Reb Tzadok says that's what we have to ask throughout our lives. If we happen, this happens to us, and that happens to us, and we happen to see this good thing or not good thing, whatever it is, this is an example of that. Yazar Asma Menayayin, we have to have that attitude. But that's why this is in Nazir, this is in Seder Nashim. Connection between Nazir and Sota. It's also in the Torah together, in Parshas Naso. We have Nazir and Sota right next to each other. Says the Gemara, Pasach b'kinuyin mefarish yados. Why does the first line of the Mishnah say, Kol kinuyin naziris kinaziris? And then the next line gets into a yad. Right? So why does it go from kinui to yad and then back to kinui afterwards? Amar Rava v'itema kidi. Maybe Rava said it, maybe kidi. Kidi is either a person's name or it's anonymous. Chisuri mechsa Rava achiktani. Maybe the Mishnah is lacking some words or lacking in our understanding. V'achi katani, kol kinui naziris kinaziris, v'yados naziris kinaziris, and add in that line about yad, ve'eloen yados, and these are the yados, and then goes into examples. Ha'omer, aha, hareza nazir. So it's as if the Mishnah says, as we say, A-B-B-A, Kinui, Yad, Yad, Kinui. Right, the titles, Kinui and Yad, and then going into examples of Yad, and then going into examples of Kinui. V'lifrash Kinui Bereisha, why don't you just go in order? A-B, A-B. Right, why don't you just go in order exactly as what was said first? So, Tana, Me'ahu Desalik, Ahu Mefarish Bereisha. No, we find many times that the place where the Tana last explained, it then goes into details to a list off. Like here is one. Where else? Kidetznan. Right, we have the same Gemara at the beginning of Nedarim. Kidetznan. Bamen aldikin v'amei malikin. Ein malikin. Right, we say it Friday night. The Nusach Ashkenaz. The Mefarshi ein malikin bereisha. Second paragraph of Masechta Shabbos. What you can light and not light with, and then it goes into what you cannot light with. Fourth parak, b'met tomnim u'b'met ein tomnim. What could you insulate with on Shabbos? Right, what is called the davar hamosif hevel? What's called the davar she'ein mosif hevel? What am I allowed to insulate before Shabbos, on Shabbos? U'b'met ein tomnim. Remember that was the topic of the fourth parak of Shabbos. U'mefaresh ein tomnim bereisha. And first we explain what is usur, ein tomnim. B'met isha yotza, b'met ein yotza. Right, all these prakim in Shabbos. What could a woman go out with in a place without an Erev, and what can she and can she not? Remember in the two Lusha, worries, is it A, what's a Masa and what's not a Masa? And number two, what do we worry that she's going to remove? And what is we worry that she's not going to remove? What's the connection between that and Masechta Nedarim? Where do we have something like that in Nedarim besides the first daf there? Remember we have the Gemara in the middle of Nedarim. Daf Nun or so, Rabbi Akiva and his wife. And Rabbi Akiva's, his wife says they're so poor and they got married and they're in the barn with the straw and Eliyahu Navi comes, he doesn't even have straw. And he says to his wife, I wish I could give you an Irshal Zahav, which he eventually gave her. That's exactly what the Gemara talks about there. But whether she could go with an Irshal Zahav, a piece of jewelry, she might show it to her friends. She's going to want to take it off, not take it off. So, connection between B'mei Isha, the last time we had a connected idea. So basically, B'mei Yotza, Umefarish, Lot Seitzei, Isha Bereisha, again, explains the Lot Seitzei first. So you see, A, B, B, A. Says the Gemara, but there are other examples, the opposite way too. V'hotnan, B'mei Behema Yotza, B'mei Eino Yotza, by an animal, Umefarish Yotzei, Gamal Bereisha, what the animal is allowed to go out with. Right, so you see, A, B, A, B. Yesh Nochlin, or the Sugyas in Yesh Nochlin, about Yerusha. Yesh Nochlin u Manchilin, Nochlin velo Manchilin. Manchilin velo Nochlin, lo Nochlin velo Manchilin. The four categories of people who give Nachala, who get Nachala, who don't give, who don't get, u Mifaresh Elu Nochlin u Manchilin Bereisha. And again, we explain the first title first with the examples. So the Gemara says it doesn't always work with ABBA. So Allah, the Gemara says, Olam Taniyachi v'Taniyachi. You're right. There are different ways the Mishnayos are formulated. Ella Hasam di Isura de Nafshehu. But all the ones in Meshecha Shabbos, which talks about Isurim on people, Mefarish Isura de Nafshe Bereisha. It lists off the Isurim first. Right, we want that's more the focus that we need to have. What a person cannot go out with, what a person cannot light with, what a person cannot insulate with. Gabi behema de isura idid behema hu de asim mefarish heter bereisha. But by the animal, it's more of an iser kal, and therefore lists off the heterim first. That's the difference between all the ones in Maseches Shabbos. Gabi yesh nochalin nami mefarish ikar nachla bereisha, and also yesh nochalin. It lists off the ikar nachla. Ikar nachla is nochlin u'manchilin, and that's why that is listed off first. Fine, but what is so back to our case? Ella hacha lifrosh kinui bereisha. So what about our case? It says kinui and then neder. So why don't you explain kinui first? They're both about they're both the same in terms of person or animal. It's all about a person. Ella haynu tam yados. This is the reason for yados. Ho va asin le midrasha chavivin le, because it's learned out from midrasha. It's not as explicit, right? That's why it is chaviv. What about kinui? That's also not explicit. We just explained what a kinui is. But this yad is learned out from sukkim, as explained elsewhere, and therefore it is chaviv, to chachamim, halachas that they came out with, as the Gemara says elsewhere, sometimes chavivin, dinim d'rabbanan, even more than dinim d'oraisa. For lift up on Bereisha, so why did the Mishnah start off with them? Why is this parak called kol kinuyeh? Why didn't you start off with the line of kol yados? Tana ki maskel maskel baker carbon. Olinim pirushe pirush mefarish yodas bereisha. It starts off with an ikker because kinui is like the lashon itself, so it goes to the lashon of nazirus, which is the real psukim. And then it explains though, so it gives a little bit of unique quality to each one. Starts off with one, but explains the other one. Period. Here we go. Homer ehe harei ze nazir. So the Mishnah said, what was the first yad? If somebody says, aha, harei ze nazir, I am like, that's like a nazir. So, vidilma aha betainis kamar. Aha means I will be. Maybe it means I'm going to fast. Why should it be I'm going to be a nazir? Maybe it means I'm going to fast, right? Why should that, why should we think otherwise? So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel can go try a nazir over the fun of. A nazir is walking by in front of them. And he says, oh, I'm going to be. So if a nazir is walking by, I'm going to be. So that's what we assume that's what he is. That's what he is talking about. Good. Let's continue, and then we'll get to the Havamina again. Lema Ksarva Shmuel. So Shmuel says only if a nazir is walking by, aha works. So shall we say that Shmuel holds sugi we discuss in Nedarim? Yadayim she'enan mochichos lohavin yadayim. Yadayim, a yad, where you don't say the explicit lashon. That is not 100%. Einan mochichos. That is not yadayim. That is not considered a yad. Why? Because here, only if the nazir is walking by, does it work. If a nazir is not walking by, then it's not going to work. Shall we say Shmuel holds that? So the Gemara answers, there's a machlokas in the girsa here. We're going to go with our girsa. That is basically answer is an achinami. Amri, bismach another over the fun of when another is walking in front, leka lesfukim melsachrina. You're right. That's a yad mochiach. There's no other option. And that's why Shmuel says that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Aval. The Bach takes out the Vadai. Ein anazir over lefanav. And if anazir is not walking by, I'm reading Dilma, habatinus kamar. Exactly the point, that we're not sure. Maybe he means a habatinus, and therefore we say that he is not a nazir, because we're not exactly sure what he means. Period. But Dilma, you know, let's stop there for a second. If you look in Tosfos here, Tosfos discusses what's the Havamina, why we would think when he's walking by, when the nazir is walking by, he still might mean tinus. So Tosfos says, no, it's weighted to the nazir side for us to think that. Why? Because aha sounds like I'm going to be right now. You could be a nazir right now. If you said in the middle of the day, I'm going to fast, it probably means tomorrow morning I'm going to accept to be a fast. I'm going to start fasting in the middle of the day. So that's what Tosfos says on the fourth line on top. Tfei mashmo akabalas naziris deroy lachu la'alter. Afilu achal v'shasa b'yayin kalayom. Stosa says that's why it's more weighted to the nazir side, because that could be right away. The Rush has a different formulation. The Rush says, you know why it's more weighted to the nazir side? Because aha sounds like I'm going to be somebody. When you're fasting, you don't change who you are. A nazir changes who he is, says the Rush. Tfei mashma'ute. Like more than halfway down. Lashon Naziris mi Lashon Tainis. D'aha mashma d'koy agufei l'shanoso l'shem chadash. V'haino shiyehe nikra nazir. Avo yoshev b'tainis ein shmo mishtana. His mahus doesn't change. He's fasting. He's not a faster. A nazir is a nazir. That's a new status that he has. It's like the Rambam's Lashon and Hilchas Tshuva. That shmo mishtana. He's a different person. A nazir is a different person when he becomes a nazir. And that's why, that's what it sounds like by aha, period. There is another girsa that the Tosfos and others quote, which have the opposite maskana of what Shmuel holds. But we're just going to go with our girsa. Then in Echinami, the Gemara says that he holds lo havin yadayim. Continuing the finishing the Gemara, v'dilma lepochim et karbanos kamar. Maybe aha just means he wants to pother himself from karbanos. Right? I want meaning. A nazir is walking by and I say, aha, I'm going to bring his karbanos for him. Not that he's going to be a whole nazir. I accept to bring a karbanos nazir. So the Gemara says, "Dekamar belibo." No, he said in his heart that he wanted to be a nazir. So if he says he wants to be a nazir, and he expressed a little bit, that's good enough. Iyachi my lemeimer. If he said that, then what's the chiddush? He said he was going to be a nazir. No, ma'od the tema bein and piv velibo shavin. You might say, no, you need to express it. Kamash malan. What's kamash malan? So kamash lapashis, you might say, is you need piv velibo shavin, but this is good enough. That's the kamash malan. You need to express it a little bit and to feel it a little bit, and this is good enough. Tosis's lashon is the end of Yomaskol Mahu. Machshavas Halev Magle Adiburei. The machshava is megala what he meant with his words. You need pivali boshavin, but you have pivali boshavin. If you go to the Rambam here in Pirush Mishnayis, he says exactly the opposite. He says, kamash malan, that Nazir does not need pivali boshavin. Nazir has different rules than a regular neder. The Rambam's lashon here is, she'enon utzrichin benaziris achi pivali boshavin. Ela acha shehu balibo, afa pi she'ena piv more alzos akavana. Hora agamura, hariyu mechuya benaziris. Right, this is the first on our list. First off here, that Naziris needs less. Naziris needs less than other Nidarim. And the Rambam writes this in Mishnah Torah 2. The beginning of the Naziris, the Rambam says, Ein Omrin, Aleph Hay, Ein Omrin bin Naziris ashe yotzi bisfasav, davar shemashma'o, etzal kol adam ki inyan shebelibo. You don't say by Naziris, you need full expression. Ela kiban shegamar belibo. Once he decided, v'hosi b'svasiv dvarim she'inyanim she'yia nazir. He decides in his heart, if he doesn't want to be a nazir, then if he doesn't say it, then he's nothing. But if he decides in his heart he wants to be a nazir, and then he says something that objectively is not a Kabbalah's Naziris. It's not. Says the Rambam, avol b'she'ein inyanin rechokos. Avol b'she'ein b'mashman lashon Naziris, hareza nazir. It's much easier to become a Nazir than for other Nadarim. That's the Chiddush, that's the Rambam Rizas Gemara. That's the Kamash Malan. Other Rishonim say Kamash Malan, this is enough, Pivali Boshavin. The Rambam says no, it means that you don't need Pivali Boshavin when it comes to Naziris. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We had a Haskal and Nadarim, as from tomorrow. Again, Nazir also has a lot of Shas topics. Again, it has a lot of Naziris. It's not like, I don't think it's as much as Nidarim was in terms of all of its Shas topics, but we start off tomorrow with Hidur Mitzvah and other sugyas that come up. Okay, we'll have to stop.